I feel the need for speed.
If you feel it too, then you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm your Maverick host, Darian. We're going back to Friday, June 20th, 1986.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
It was Friday, June 20th, 1986. Doctors at Bethesda Hospital removed two benign polyps from Ronald Reagan's colon. Ew. Singer Lionel Richie turns 36. Brand new in theaters, Danielson and The Karate Kid Part 2 and Legal Eagle. The Forrester Sisters had a number one country hit with Mama's Never Seen Those Eyes. And Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald had a number one pop hit with On My Own. I'm out of time, 80s friends, if you'll excuse me. Someone advised me to look around before I miss life. I better start now. Catch me tomorrow on another 80s flashback.
What's today's secret word?
Today's secret word is fun because it's time to go back to the 80s. I'm your host, Darian. In 60 seconds, we're going back to 1986.
Don't pout, check it out. Zach's gonna show you what work's about.
Today is October 1st, and on this date in 1986, President Carter's Presidential Library and Museum was dedicated in Atlanta. The top sports headline was the Boston Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 11-7. Gasoline was an affordable 93 cents a gallon. Good eye, Mike, because Crocodile Dundee was ruling the box office. Huey Lewis and the News was stuck with you. It was a great night for television because we had an all-new Perfect Strangers, Head of the Class, Dynasty, and Hotel. Unless you were watching Magnum P.I. or Give Me a Break. I gotta run, 80s fans. I gotta stay after school. My teacher confiscated my super mad balls. Catch you tomorrow on another 80s flashback.
Time sure flies when you're having fun. See y'all next time right here in the Playhouse.
What are you looking at, butthead?
I'm looking to go back to the 80s.
Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
And we're gonna do all of that in 60 seconds. Stay right here.
Thunder, 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 Thundercats.
Today is November 7th, and on this date in 1985, Colombian troops end a 27-hour siege of Bogota's Palace of Justice. There was full-time love for Stevie Wonder, who had a number one song, Part-Time Lover. Director Sidney Pollack was soaring high because his film, Out of Africa, was the Academy Award winner for that year. And William Hurt was the man for Best Actor for Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Christmas, just around the corner, we begged our parents to give us the Nintendo Entertainment System. And for those of us that were technically challenged, we settled for Teddy Ruxpin, Muscle Men, Pound Puppies, or even the Get in Shape Girl. Time for me to jet, 80s fans. Now, if you'll excuse me, I booked a flight to St. Elsewhere. Talk to you tomorrow on another 80s flashback. I know you're not a dweeb, so let's go on back to the 80s. I am your homeboy host, Darian. After the break, we're going back to Saturday, April 23rd, 1988. Here's another 80s flashback.
Hi there, time for Timer, your roving reporter. I'm talking to you from inside a fantastic factory, your digestive system.
It was Saturday, April 23rd, 1988, a day when records were made. A Greek man pedals a self-powered aircraft 74 miles. He must have been desperate to get out of that country. Carolina Szabo runs a female world record of 25K in 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 30 seconds. And ran a 30K in 1 hour and 47 minutes, 6 seconds. Slow down, honey. The sale of gimbals won't be over until midnight. Whitney Houston had a number one hit, asking the question, where do broken hearts go? And on the country scene, Eddie Rabbit had a number one smash with I Wanna Dance With You, and I Need to Find an Exit. So if you'll excuse me, I'm getting out of here before the feminist movement gets on me about the gimbal sale. Catch me tomorrow on another 80s flashback.